Mm-hmm. Say you want to buy a dress of a certain color, what do you usually take along to a
sample, a swatch?
And a little girl has on a very becoming dress, you might say, my, what a, you want to compliment on a dress?
Pretty little dress.
Mm-hmm. And if you had on a pretty dress, a new one, you would say you had something to do in the kitchen, what would you wear over that dress?
An apron.
Mm-hmm. Right. And this thing that I write with is
a pen.
Mm-hmm. The thing I might, if I had lost a button, the thing I'd use to.
You'd use a pen, safety pen.
Mm-hmm. And soup usually comes in what?
Can.
What's that usually made of?
Tin, I suppose.
And how much is a dime worth?
10 cents.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does a man usually wear to church on Sunday?
His suit.
You tell me the parts of a three-part suit.
He has a coat, vest, pants, or trousers.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard any other names for the vest? Ever heard anybody call anything else?
I don't believe so.
You mentioned trousers or pants. Is there any difference? Do those mean about the same?
They're the same.
What about, do you ever use or hear the term breeches?
Yes.
Does it mean the same thing too?
It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And this on my shirt is a
button.
Mm-hmm. So that coat won't fit me this year, but last year it perfect.
It fit well.
Mm-hmm. If your old clothes wore out, you'd have to buy
new ones.
Yeah. You see, if you want to buy a three-piece, you buy
a new coat.
Yeah.
New jacket.
So you're buying a coat, trousers, and vest. You're buying a new
suit.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I put too much stuff in my pockets, and so they'll
bulge.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Remember, in the past, or if you wash jeans sometimes, you wash in hot water, they'll
shrink.
Mm-hmm. And when they're too tight, you know that they've already
shrunk.
Mm-hmm. A little girl goes to the party and is getting ready, you know, you say, she really likes to
prim.
Mm-hmm. Or what else might you say?
Pretty up.
Yeah.
Or
dress up, maybe?
Dress up.
Is there a difference between, say, dressing up and primping up?
I don't think so.
Not the same. And the thing that you carry around with you almost everywhere you go, that you carry your
purse, handbag.
Is there any difference between those two?
No, it's just.
Is the term pocketbook common around here, or is it not as common?
You do hear it, yes.
Does it mean about the same
it's
thing?
It's the same.
Mm-hmm. And you might like to wear this around your wrist, not a watch, but
a bracelet.
Mm-hmm. And around your neck, you might like to wear, say,
a necklace or beads.
And beads come in what? You get
strands.
Mm-hmm. Or
string of beads.
You ever heard anybody call them a pair of beads?
I have heard that.
Is that an older term, or anybody still use it? Just kind of rare.
I guess it's an older term. I don't recall hearing it now, but maybe I'm not noticing as much or something.
Yeah, if I lose some weight like I want to, my pants get a little too large and I have to wear what to hold?
Suspenders.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard any other terms for
that? Galluses.
Ever heard the term braces for that?
I haven't.
Do galluses and suspenders, now, are they the same thing?
Yes.
And of course, if it were raining like it were yesterday, I'd carry one over my head.
An umbrella.
Ever heard? You know,
parasol.
Parasol. And we talked earlier about bedroom furniture. Can you tell me what all goes on a bed to when you make it up? What all you have to do to the bed?
Well, they have sheets, pillowcases, blanket, bedspread, a quilt.